We are here at Meet Unshackled at the CW show in New York City. CW, CB, maybe you can see it up there. It's a nice show. New York City's lovely. It's June. We're here. Brother Eric's on the production table back there. Slap me some skin, Brother Eric. All right. And we're here with our friend Tony from Sapphire Risk Advisory Group. But I don't think people know you as Sapphire Risk Advisory Group. They just call you Sapphire, right?
Yeah, just Sapphire Risk.
Sapphire.
Yeah.
When did you get into town?
Got in last night. Flew in from Texas. Went into LaGuardia and spent a little time down in Times Square last night.
Did you go to the networking party last night?
I did not.
Oh, that was a good one.
I heard it was really good. Yeah. I'm sorry I missed it.
Got some good quality individuals. I always say it's important to network. Everybody is connected to everybody else.
Sure, definitely.
Especially in the cannabis world. Eventually, you can find your way around with everyone. If you just go to these conferences, go to events, go to meetups and stuff, and then there's people like me that cruise around everywhere. So tell us about Tony.
Well, I'll tell you a little bit about Sapphire and a little bit about Tony.
Well, no, we want to about you first.
Okay.
Where are you from? How'd you get into cannabis?
So grew up in the New York City, New Jersey area. My dad was a New York City fireman in Manhattan for 25 years. Grew up in Carteret, New Jersey, right outside Newark. For people in Jersey, they know what I mean when I say exit 12 on the turnpike. Been in retail security for over 25 years. Was the director of security for Sears. Regional director, had the New York City area, was a regional director for a company called Stearns Department Stores, which is now Macy's, Arnold Strauss Auto Parts, and then I spent 17 years as the director of security for the largest pawn shop chain in the United States, Easy Pawn, and I had 1,300 stores in six countries, and started Sapphire Risk about 11 years ago.
I love pawn stores. Pawn shops.
I do. So one of my clients was the hardcore pawn group there, and I really enjoyed that. So a lot of my career was based on high risk retail, we call it, large amount of cash, very desirable piece of merchandise, liquor store, firearm store, jewelry store, tobacco, cannabis, so forth.
So how'd you get into cannabis?
Funny, I get a phone call about in 2013 or so. From a startup company called MJ Biz.
Yeah.
And they said, we're doing an event in Boston, and we're going to go to Boston, Chicago, and Sacramento 3 weekends in a row. And we need someone to talk about how to secure cash in the cannabis industry. So my name came up somehow. Came up actually from a good friend, Rick Rowland, who runs Rowland Safe, a safe company.
Right.
So I said, let me call you right back. Hung up the phone. Knew nothing about cannabis. Never did anything about it. Large amount of cash. Very desirable piece of merchandise. And I'm like, oh, well, that's what I've done my whole life.
Yeah.
Went 125 attendees, 15 vendors. Spoke at that event, and the next thing I know, been doing it in 11 years now.
That's a long time.
11 years in cannabis is a long time.
I bet you have a lot of good stories you can share with us.
I have a lot of good stories. I have some I can share and some I'd rather not share. But it's interesting.
Bad stories.
If you look at that lineup, I went back once and looked at the lineup. There was the guy in front of me started MedMen. The guy behind me started GTI. You know, there was a Stephen DeAngelo. There's a lot of names.
Harborside, Adam from MedMen.
Exactly. Adam Bierman. There's a lot of names on that list that I go, these people are now icons in the industry, and then there's me. You know,
Tony, you're an icon. Eric knew who you were.
Yeah.
You got one fan.
I owe him $20 now for that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So Sapphire, when did Sapphire start?
So Sapphire started in 2013 when I left the Easy Pawn shop. Started in the cannabis industry probably around 2014. And then in 2016, we were heavily involved. We went from zero business to over 90% of our business now is in the cannabis industry.
So what do you guys do in the cannabis industry?
So we do three things. Having been in it for 11 years, we've worked with about 800 cannabis clients in 37 states. And the three phases, we call it, is we help with the application process. We write the security section for most of the major law firms that write the application for people to get their licenses. In New Jersey alone, last year, I did 67 city council presentations in New Jersey. So we do a lot with the client to help them get their licenses when it comes to the application part of it, depending on the state, how requiring that is. Second is we design. So we're a design firm. Think of us like a security architect would be. We design the security, the video, the alarms, the access control, identify the equipment. You know, some of my vendors are here right now when it comes to that. And then we get pricing, and then we put it out to integrators to actually do the build out of the facility. We just opened our 157th location. We've done
157th retail, cultivation, manufacturing.
Mixture of the both. Yeah. So we've done, in Manhattan, we did Union Travel. We did Gotham.
You did Gotham?
Yeah, we did Gotham on East 4th. Great project. We also have about six going on in Manhattan right now, or in the New York City area, I should say. We've done build-outs. Our largest build-out was a company, Flower One, in Nevada, 450,000 square foot grow facility, huge. They put 105,000 plants in the ground. They put so many plants in the ground that under federal law, they were considered a drug cartel at the time.
Nice.
That's how many we've done. We do delivery. We do all the business lines. And then the third thing, kind of the most important thing, is we stay with the client and we do their security training and education of their employees, robbery awareness, cash management, employee honesty, opening and closing. The things that a director of security for a company would do, we work with them and we stay with those clients. So, you know, the old expression, application to operations, you know, that goes for us. And we like that. We like that we have some clients that we've been with for 5 years.
Wow, 167. And you said you do retail, manufacturing, extraction centers, processing centers, mm-hmm. cultivation, delivery, distribution,
labs.
You do everything.
Yeah.
Transportation, do you work with that at all?
Yeah, so we'll work with the transportation and the delivery model. You know, we've done a couple, we've done a lot of them in California for the delivery model, starting to grow on the East Coast. We do labs, we'll do manufacturing, processing, cultivation facilities, we'll do micro grows, we did a couple in New York where the state gave them, they were a hemp facility and they got 1 acre to grow cannabis. We've done those facilities too. So we're pretty excited, you know, and happy to be able to do really anything that the client works. And same thing with the application. We've written applications in all of those models.
Do you guys have somebody on staff who you would pay just to hack your systems? You like that question? You see, I'm trying to find myself a job here.
That's
I got to do something.
That's good.
They're going to hire me to hack.
That's it. I'm going to hire you to help us not get hacked. It's amazing.
No, but then you can learn from that, you know?
No, you know, one of the things we're working now is we're working closely with an IT company to actually offer cybersecurity for that.
Right.
I meant
I'll get into the safe, take a picture of myself and send it to you and say, you got to improve your systems.
You know, it's funny. We'll do.
There's my money in the safe. I might not just send that picture. You'll find me in Jamaica.
That's right.
With Brother Eric.
Depending on
what's in the safe.
We do a lot of risk assessments. So
I
we
just
can
lost
send
my
you
job.
In. We'll have you cut a hole in the roof and
right.
come down like Mission Impossible.
I did that. This is Unshackled. And things have passed the statute of limitations in my life. There's something I did before I was 18 that resembles something like that. I'm not going to talk about that. That's the first time I've ever said on Unshackled that I will not talk about something. Because there are things that cross the line, even on Unshackled. But thank you for that trip down memory lane.
There you go.
So go ahead. So tell us about that. Is that somebody cut a hole in a roof?
Oh, we've had a lot of holes. You know what? We get involved a lot, especially on the West Coast, Oregon, Washington, California, Colorado, where we'll get the call after the fact. And we're a very proactive company.
Right.
But we'll have, you know, they drove the car through the shop into the store. They've cut the safe, you know, during the riots a few years ago.
Right.
We knew of 23 dispensary safes that were cut into because they used the wrong safe.
What states?
A lot of it was Missouri all the way out to California,
okay.
Colorado. You know, those laws are different on the East Coast, but when they started in cannabis, people were using gun safes, which I would never advise them to do, or their secured facility had really bad locks on it.
Is there anything that you, like, experience, and we all know the traditional criminals, that you said, wow, that's just genius. Next level shit.
We had an employee.
Inside job.
80% of all the losses in cannabis are employee related.
Inside job, yeah.
Yeah, if not more. So a lot of people are focused on preventing people from breaking in or robbing them, and their employees are the ones that are stealing.
If something bad happens to me, it's Eric's fault.
That's right. Eric would be that one of those employees. But we did have an employee in the trim room of a grow facility. They were wearing latex gloves, and he would take a bud, he put it in the latex glove, he pulled the glove off, throw it in the trash.
Can, yeah.
He didn't care who took out the trash. But at the end of the night, someone took all the trash out, and then he'd come back at 2 o'clock in the morning and go dumpster diving, and he would be pulling pounds of cannabis out.
Smart. I like that.
I thought that was pretty genius.
Like that. I think that happened in Arizona a few times.
I would imagine.
Yeah, that was a good trick. I'm not a criminal myself, but I like the criminal mind because it's like a tug and pull and take, you know. But it gives people like you a job.
That's right. I always say the criminals are my best salespeople.
Let me be your, what do you call that? A code breaker? The guy who goes and breaks everything?
Yeah, a good code breaker or whatever. You know.
Yeah.
You know, I always say to people, look, you can call me now to evaluate your security, or you can call me after you've been robbed.
Well, you have 167 facilities under your belt, 10 plus years, so you have a pretty good feel as to what is happening in the cannabis space.
Yes.
And then that's important because, you know, and especially with people just entering and stuff, and, you know, they got to get that level of expertise, and you have that.
Thank you. I feel we do. And again, we have this expertise across the United States. So what happens in New York, you know, we can leverage, we learned this in Illinois, or we learned this in Ohio. So I think that's one of the advantages right now you see on the East Coast or, New York or the emerging markets. Right now our big folks we have is in Kentucky, Minnesota, Delaware, and Maryland, because these are emerging markets. Maryland just came out with a whole bunch of licenses that are coming out. And we're able to use that expertise that we've had. You know, and we stay with the client. And that's why I think the clients really appreciate that. We get a lot of reoccurring clients or clients that we've been with for a while because they can't afford a director of security. They just don't have it in their budget.
I like that. Well, you know, I'm going to recommend you some of my friends. I know a lot of people out there, and I think you're...
I'd love to come hack some of those locations.
Yeah. I seriously, that would be a good job for me. I mean, just tell me, give me the 167 things. 167 locations. Give me your cell phone number.
I'm not going to hold the wire, though, as you go down. You know,
No. Just once I get deep inside, I'm going to call you.
That's it. Okay? I'm in.
And if the cops show up, I'm going to call you and say, hey, no, I'm just checking.
That's right. And I'm going to go, I don't know who that guy is.
Oh, no, that would be mean. Then I'm going to say, my name is Eric Williamson. Brother Eric.
Eric.
All right. Well, Tony, it's been a pleasure getting to say hello to you again.
Yes,
I know we met before and chatted
so.
And stuff. Now I feel as if I took a deeper dive into your life and your company. And how do people get in touch with Sapphire?
So our website is sapphirerisk.com. My name is Tony Gallo. You can reach me at tgallo@sapphirerisk.com. And look forward to talking to everybody.
Yeah, thank you, Tony, for joining us here on Meet Unshackled. We'll be back with somebody else from what? Oh, yeah. Eric, thank you very much. For those of you who don't know, because this is our first episode today, and they're stacked, our sponsor, Neurovine, is joining us here at the booth today, and they are a technology system in cultivation, and we're going to have him on a little bit later explain what they're doing. So in case you're wondering what this contraption is behind us, we're not distilling any sort of alcohol or anything back here. Look, it's got, like, containers and stuff. I don't understand the nuances of it, but we'll get to them a little bit later.
It looks very sophisticated.
It is sophisticated. This guy's a smart motherfucker.
They got it going?
Yeah, no, this guy's like doing AI and grows and stuff.
Cool.
I can't even do AI and like Word document. So we'll be back with another episode of Meet Unshackled here from the CWCB Expo.
At Neurovine, we've developed a hydroponic nutrient dosing system called the Aurora. It's advanced, easy to use, and competitively priced. The Aurora can be used in both small and large-scale facilities and works great for recirculating and drain-to-waste systems. We've got clients saving 2 to 3 hours of labor every day and getting 15% increases in their yield. You can control the Aurora directly from your smartphone or computer so you can grow on vacation. Automation is the future of agriculture, and Neurovine is the future of automation.
Neurovine City, boy. Neurovine City.
Loving the system, man. Loving the system. Happy customer right here. This is a stand-up machine. This is something else.
When they're hungry, they eat. I don't have to come out here daily to look at my phone and make sure it's doing the right thing. I love it.
Having the level of precision from the peristaltic pumps, which can be down to the milliliter, is awesome. By having such resolution and precision, we can also push the envelope of growth, and that has really helped us.
I think the system is more modular than other products. It's also, I think, a better value in general. The software that you get in the cloud and the physical hardware, it's a really effective system.
Plants are growing huge. The system really gives it the full potential.
This business, this takes the cake.
I love everything about it. I mean, hands down, I love everything about it.
The results are, above and beyond what I expect,
It's a pleasure to be working with you, man.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot.